Heard of Kate Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and everywhere in between, left, right, or undecided even, shall we say. All opinions welcome. You get to throw in your 2 cents during this 4 fat hours of ATN. Boy, there's a lot to talk about, too, including Kagan getting the high sign from the Senate Judiciary Committee. They say yes, but now it goes to the full vote of the Senate. It should be a layup. We knew this all the way around when we talked about it here on ATN and had various people weigh in. Also, we're going to talk about the EPA now taking a closer look at gas and drilling. What does that mean? Throw in water issues as well. And how about the Brits and the U.S.? What's that relationship like? And 6 and 10 fear that they're not going to get one thin dime from Social Security. I had an interesting conversation with somebody on the Hill about that very thing. But right here from the get-go, my pal Greg Stevin, he is one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. Interesting thing that they're talking about. They talk about a lot of things that I think you're surprised to find out that you didn't really realize. It's one of those, ooh, really? Is that true? One of the things that they're talking about is from the time practically you're out of the womb, you hear, hey, if you're going to cough, if you're going to sneeze, cover your mouth. Did you cover your mouth? Cover your mouth with your hand. My mother must have said that to us a thousand times when we were growing up in Queens, getting off the bus, whatever. What are you doing? Cover your mouth. Cover your mouth. What are you doing? And apparently that was the wrong thing to tell us. So he's done some research on that. Let's find out what it's all about. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us here on ATN.
Hi there, Kate. It's great to be here.
So was that just blowing up what mom said? I mean, how do you go against that? I'm sure your family told you the same thing. I mean, you can even hear, if you go to a mall, you hear mothers saying to their kids, cover your mouth or get a Kleenex. I've heard this. I hear this every day.
Well, I've been an editor at Men's Health for a long time, and when I first heard what we're about to talk about, this whole idea of what's the right way to cover your mouth when you sneeze, I was stunned. I thought, no, you got to be kidding, because as you say, it's so ingrained. And the other thing is, now that I know that you should not cover your mouth with your hand when you cough or sneeze, that there's something smarter and better you can do, I'm having a hard time breaking the habit. We're in the middle of summer, you know, the pollen, and I'm sneezing a lot, and I keep covering my mouth with my hand and then going, don't do that. It's been a lot of years of a habit, and that's really part of why this is a useful thing, is we're really talking about something that is deeply, deeply ingrained as a habit, and yet by the time we're done talking here, I think it'll make sense to everybody why there is a better way to cover your mouth when you sneeze.
And initially when I got a note from you and I started to think about it, I thought, well, in a way, this kind of makes sense. Is it because if you cough on your hands and you spit germs out, you're touching things and you're spreading more germs?
You just hit it. I mean, intuitively, you think by covering your mouth with your hand, you're stopping the germs from being spread to where other people can encounter them. But the reality is, if you're anywhere near or in the public, you know, and that includes at work or school or at the mall or what have you, you cover your hand with your mouth, and it wouldn't be so bad if you did that if the next thing you did was run to the bathroom and wash your hand. But that's not what we do, because we're not standing near a bathroom. And so what we do by sneezing or coughing into our hand is then use the hand to spread it to even more people, by touching doorknobs or escalator handles or elevator buttons or, you know, what have you. So you hit it dead on. The hand just becomes this really amazing and effective transmission method.
Yeah. How do you break the habit? What do you do? What are you having trouble doing?
Well, I mean, you know, awareness is clearly the beginning of this. So first let's talk about, well, what should you do instead?
Yeah.
Now, the good news is there's a very colorful way to think about the alternative behavior. They call it the Dracula move. And they call it the Dracula move because what researchers are now encouraging people to do when they sneeze or cough is to, instead of doing it into their hand, to kind of pull their arm around the side of their head and to cough or sneeze into the crook of their arm or into their elbow. And when you do that, if you see somebody else do it or even as you do it yourself, you kind of feel like you're Dracula pulling your cape around yourself.
Uh-huh.
And that's good in the sense that it's colorful and you remember. And
sure.
I'll tell you from my own experience, I've been having a hard time remembering to do this, but when I cough or sneeze, I'm finding I catch myself sooner and sooner, and I have now actually managed to begin to build the habit of the Dracula move when I cough or sneeze. And that's all you can do, is to catch yourself doing one thing and reinforce the right behavior and undo the wrong behavior.
Well, it makes sense, too, because that's an easy thing to do. And I love the idea that you call it a Dracula move.
Well, I mean, if you do it, you'll feel like a vampire. And I also think having a name like that, as silly as it sounds, I mean, part of the way you change a behavior is you get into the mind, your mind or the mind of someone else whose behavior you're trying to change. And I think as parents, it's going to take some work to undo what we've been telling our kids, but somehow giving it the name Dracula, I think it's going to make it a lot easier for kids to laugh and get on the right track and do the same thing too. And again, it seems like a trivial thing. Oh, so what? You know, if you're sneezing or coughing into your hand. But you know what? Right now we're coughing and sneezing from allergies. In a few months when we're coughing or sneezing from colds and flu, that's when stuff like this really matters, because that's when we're really transmitting stuff that can make other people around us sick.
Right, absolutely. So if you start to do it now, this would be the best time, because then by the time you get deep into the season, there's a better chance that we'll all survive, and that's the key thing here for sure. All right, so now if everybody wants to see a copy of the article, then go to menshealth.com, correct?
Absolutely.
You have the largest men's health magazine, is that right?
We're it.
That's it, the one-stop shop, because you do talk about a variety of things. It's always interesting when we have you on the show, because we learn something new. That's the key.
Well, you know, it's like I said earlier, you know, when I first heard about this research, I was stunned, too. And I think the research itself is really interesting to really understand how ingrained the habit of covering your mouth with your hand is. And even some people don't do that. Where this whole discussion really began was with some research that was done in New Zealand last summer. Now, think about what was going on last summer. We were all worried about the swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think the whole idea of not transmitting germs would have really been important to people last summer when, you know, the word pandemic was being bounced around.
Sure.
And yet what they did in New Zealand was have some medical students sit outside of a hospital, a train station, and a mall. And they literally counted the number of people they saw cough or sneeze, and they tallied what they did in reaction. And the reality is what they saw was 75% of the people tried to cover their mouths while coughing or sneezing. Those were the people whose behavior needed to be corrected.
Right.
But another 25% didn't try to cover their mouths at all. They just didn't care. So I think it, and again, that was while there was a lot of discussion of pandemic and swine flu and all of that.
Sure.
So I think it really points to how ingrained this is for most of us, and there's still another percent of the population that didn't even know that that was the right thing to do. We've got a lot of work to do come cold and flu season to help each other from not getting sick.
Boy, no kidding. I'm going to go and practice my Dracula move. Greg, thanks.
Great to be here, Kate.
All right, always fun to talk to you. And you can go to menshealth.com for more on that and a whole bunch of other stuff, too. Some great tips there. Hang with us. We're going to talk about security, yours, coming up on the flip side.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Jump to, and we're going to just dive right in the water here on the big show in this hour, including the fact that, you know, what's going on with North Korea? That whole thing's kind of been shoved to the back of the boards because so many other things are going on here domestically, I think, that have taken away a lot of the focus. But did you realize that the U.S. and South Korea are doing another joint military exercise to figure out a way to get themselves ready, meaning our forces and theirs, against North Korea, should there be a reason to fend off their aggression? Boy, that tells you something, doesn't it? What's going through the head of our defense secretary, Robert Gates, who said, look, I want to send a clear message to North Korea that they can sink a ship, blame us, but we're armed, ready, and willing pretty much to do what we have to do should Kim Jong-il, the nutball, decide that he's going to make a play here. 46 sailors. This is what gets lost in all of this. 46 innocent South Korean sailors were blown away in that ship sinking. And now there was an international independent investigation that said, look, you clearly look at the torpedoes. You look at the firing, you know, the marks from the torpedoes, and it's very clear it was from a North Korean submarine. That's where they came from. North Korea naturally is denying the accusations, and they're saying that any kind of retaliation, any kind of punishment would flat out trigger a war. You do anything, you are stepping on the button, so to speak, and taking action against us is exactly what will send things in motion. But, you know, if you're South Korea, why do you stand there and take that? And the answer is you really don't want to stand there and take it. And I think that you've got Hillary Clinton, you have other world leaders who have tried to talk South Korea out of a tree. That's pretty much what's happening. And they're not having any of it. So it was the worst military attack for them since the 50s. since the Korean War that ended in nothingness. When I say nothingness, the fact that you have this bizarre truce, there's these two sides of the country where you have a staring contest for all these many years. And you have South Korean's foreign minister who flat out is saying that, you know, we're considering additional sanctions against North Korea. And then the question still becomes, what about China? What about everybody else? What about the other players in this? So now as another show of force, you've got Gates and Clinton that are going to go to the staring zone, as I call it, because it really, truly is that. It's the demilitarized zone that divides the two Koreas, to demonstrate what they're saying is their commitment to the other side, to South Korea. Because we've got something invested in here, and it's called human flesh. 28,000 plus troops that are there as the wall against the North. And, you know, you look at how long that is, the DMZ. It's 155 miles long. And this is the buffer. That's it. That's the buffer. I was thinking today, 155 miles. I was thinking about different road trips I've taken. And that's the buffer between the explosion that could happen between the two Koreas that we are flat out in the middle of. Right? I mean, we're there. So if South Korea is swinging the axe, then we're on board with this. I mean, this... You know, that 155-mile stretch is no man's land, to say the least. And it has to be one of the most frightening things to see, let alone anybody who would try to maneuver through it. It is loaded with landmines. And you've got hundreds and thousands of troops that are guarding it. So what do you think, ultimately, the play on the chessboard is here? You got 8,000 South Korean and U.S. troops. You got warships, I mean, you know, 20 warships, give or take. You got subs. You got a massive aircraft carrier. Remember, we told you about the USS George Washington, who broke speed records getting there. You got military planes. I mean, these are all the things that are going to be a part of the drill. And the most advanced piece of machinery, the F-22 Raptor, is also going to be part of the training missions. And in Korea, in and around Korea for the first time, I believe, ever. So then they're going to do more joint drills. But what happens here? The North is saying the training is just going to make it that much more tense. Because what is happening is they take that as a signal to, come on, we're ready. Now, China is opposed to the South Korea-U.S. military exercise, and especially in the Yellow Sea, because they know this is going to just inflame the tensions, okay? Well, you look at this, and you look at what I said, the 155-mile stretch. If there were some kind of aggression to happen, something that triggered that it was too much, that there had to be, seriously, retaliation, not just an exercise, not just a staring contest, honest-to-God combative moment. Who do you think wins this thing? Who do you think? You think North Korea goes down? You think North Korea goes down? And what does China do? And that's why China's just laying in the weeds, but still saying they oppose the idea of a military exercise because it's not to their advantage to have anything happen in that stretch where it's so lucrative for them. But if you're South Korea and you are just chomping at the bit for retribution because you got all these dead sailors, almost 50 dead sailors. And the people who did it saying, screw you, we didn't do it. And if you take any kind of action against you, guess what? We're going to hit you back, and we're going to hit you back hard. You want to throw in your two on this, 800-259-5791. It's interesting. I took a piece of paper today, and I started to think about it. And I was, you know, I wrote down Iran and North Korea, And then I put a couple of other countries as well. I threw in Venezuela, sort of on the lower tier, and even Cuba underneath Venezuela. And then I threw in, at the top half of it, Afghanistan and Pakistan. And, you know, you start to add all this up, and what becomes the hottest spot on Earth that you have to cover? You know, if you're sitting there in the Pentagon and you're thinking, stretched budgets, you know, voluntary military, what if something really explodes in North Korea? You know, where are we shifting there? What resources are we shifting? Well, you got the soldiers that have been there forever and ever that I've already talked about. But you still, and you've got the aircraft carrier, they've got a bunch of ships out there, but you got XYZ in terms of how many areas can you cover. And that's why when you think of the defense budget and you think of slashing the defense budget and even the discussions about the nukes and how much you reduce the nukes, they want the nukes to be reduced or proposing, the president's proposing in reducing. And, you know, you just got to ask yourself, where are you chopping? If I'm in charge of this map, where am I, number one, what is my biggest concern, and how quickly can that switch, or how quickly can something else bubble over that I've got to cover? I've got no choice. I have to cover it. All right, speaking of being covered, coming up, we're going to talk about what I mentioned at the outset of the show, the judiciary panel okaying Elena Kagan for the Supreme Court. It was a 13-6 vote that sent the nomination to the full Senate. There's not going to be a problem here. I mean, I'll use the term again. It's pretty much a layup. She should be confirmed as early as next week to fill the shoes of Justice Stevens. You had just one Republican, Lindsey Graham, who joined the Dems in supporting Obama's second Supreme Court nominee. Now, a few more Republicans are most likely going to back her when they come to the full vote in the Senate. But the arguments for what her political views would mean to the court, that's kind of intriguing stuff. But like I said, it's a layup, it's a rubber stamp, and it's not surprising. In fact, I think Sonia Sotomayor might have had a harder time, but we'll see what happens when she gets to the Senate. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email,
americatonight.net. Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I was just talking about, before we jump to Elena Kagan and the Supreme Court, if you made a list of what could possibly happen, the scenarios of warding off attacks or future attacks or areas you'd be concerned about that you don't want to see, the possibility of World War III, what would it be? And Iran is essentially the country that keeps coming up because you think of Ahmadinejad and how you look at the Iran and the possibility of that idiot having nuclear capability. It's not beyond the imagination to stretch to think he does already. But Iran now accusing U.S. of backing terrorism. And in the middle of that, you've got Hillary Clinton, who probably about a month and a half ago said that the Pakistani government knows where bin Laden is, and that's why, you know, they're reaching out to try to embrace whatever they can with the people across the border from Afghanistan, you know, meaning that government, because of how huge that could be. Because I still believe, and I know, I guarantee some of you driving down these country roads right now listening to this show or some superhighway somewhere, you're probably thinking bin Laden is gone. You believe some of the rumors about, oh, yeah, dialysis and the kidneys, and it's just stuff that was already in the can that they could manipulate with through Al Jazeera. But I don't think so. I'm not buying that. Because I truly think if somebody were to blow the lid off of what's going on with bin Laden, that you might be surprised who could be hiding bin Laden, and hiding in the sense of not outing where he is. Because there's more than the followers who know where bin Laden lies and where he's sleeping. Guarantee it. Elena Kagan, she's not dealing, she won't be dealing if she officially becomes the next Supreme Court justice with that particular issue, although terrorism issues are things that are coming up in different senses with wiretapping and whatnot that come up before the Supreme Court. So here's what happened earlier in the day. It pretty much was how you thought it would go. And I already mentioned this. You had Lindsey Graham who went with the Democrats, but it was a party line thing, and now it goes to the full vote of the Senate. Here's some comments mixed in between some of the yeses and some of the noes and why they went that way.
There's no question that Elena Kagan is eminently qualified for a position on the Supreme Court. She has an impressive education. She's worked at the highest levels of government, and she's served as dean of a top law school.
I intend to vote aye on Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court with grave concerns, which I have expressed because of her failure to answer questions which I think ought to have been answered.
Throughout the testimony, I believe Solicitor General Kagan repeatedly chose to provide the committee with political spin.
I note that she's received the highest possible rating for the American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary. Her credentials and legal abilities have been extolled by many from across the political spectrum.
She will serve this nation honorably, and it would not have been someone I would have chosen. But the person who did choose, President Obama, I think chose wisely.
And somebody did choose wisely in this case, and it is the president. So not without controversy, and most of it, what was thrown out there, I'll call it the raw meat, is the fact that will she put the political views ahead of the law? And, you know, what are the political views? What's the agenda? And it's always the big issues, right? It's the big two, especially abortion and gun control. They're the two that are always lobbed back and forth. And it's not a shock. It's not a surprise. And I think it's, even though there was some controversy, there always is, but, you know, this 50-year-old New Yorker is going to be the next Supreme Court justice. Stevens is done. He retired in June. He was on the court for 34 years. And it's such a big appointment because it's a lifetime appointment. I mean, what do you do to get kicked off the Supreme Court? And the answer is nothing that I can think of. I mean, it would have to be something incredible to lose the death grip that you have once you get into the highest court of the land. And throughout the testimony, I'll call it testimony, but the grilling on the Hill, pretty much Kagan was very clever about how she answered things and said she never, you know, look, I never served as counsel or of record or played any kind of a substantial role. And she's talking about when she was dealing with what she dealt with as far as the Justice Department is concerned, because she filed a number of documents in a case during her tenure there. And, you know, she answered the questions and said, you know, when she was Solicitor General, you know, the health law was being passed, and as the states were suing the federal government in March to challenge the constitutionality, that she didn't really have much to do with whatever the government's response was. She had nothing to do with the government's response to the lawsuit and wasn't asked what her view was and didn't offer anything, didn't throw anything up about what she thought should happen, you know, there. So that was her point. I wasn't the counsel of record. I didn't have any kind of a role in this. And she would consider recusal on a case-by-case basis in talking about any of the arguments made for that or consulting with colleagues and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Key thing here is, you know, she didn't give them any reasons, enough reasons in some of the tepid questions to knock her around very much, because I thought that as much as you'd hear Jeff Sessions say, well, listen, you know, this isn't who I would have, and this is, the answers to these questions, we're not getting any direct responses. Well, some of the questions were weak, beyond weak. So the healthcare thing didn't really go anywhere, and the suggestion that she shouldn't have been part of this anyway because of that, that kind of fell flat. And I think it's just now just a question of the official vote. And then it's the next person in the door that will change the makeup, that will start to change the makeup of the court. So that's why 2012 is so huge. You're hearing names that are being thrown out for the Republicans. And you look at Obama, and will he be a two-term president? And is it true? I mean, do you think now people just really vote on their wallets or in their pocketbooks? What's happening to them fiscally, what's happening with their money, is how the vote will go. So does Obama look like a one-termer, or does he look like a two-termer? And who's going to be the challenger that puts up such a good fight that you can knock off the incumbent guy? Who's going to be the person in the ring that's going to be able to throw the solid punches, not the weak, spread out all over the board punches when you go to Iowa and undecided and no clear front runner deal when you're in New Hampshire, and how about the bigger states, Florida, etc.? And it's going to be interesting to watch because Newt Gingrich really, really wants this. I had a conversation with somebody who worked with Newt maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, and he wants it. I mean, it's been on his radar for a while. I don't think that's necessarily a secret, but he really, really wants it. He wants it so badly he can taste it. He wants to step back into the political ring. No question about it. But is Newt Gingrich, if you just looked at this one-on-one right now today, is Newt Gingrich the guy who could beat the president would be going for a second term? And you think that we had Bush in for two and we had Clinton in for two. So what are the odds, despite the polls and everything else and some of the dissatisfaction, that Obama goes down, that Obama does not become the next two-term president? Because you know the old saying, well, I couldn't get anything done in the first term. I could only put forth as much as possible, and I tried to get through a few things, and health care, of course, was the big thing, and look at financial reform and whatnot. But ultimately, besides where the dollars are, besides where your personal wealth is, I think it's going to really, really, really matter who that candidate is for the Republicans, or some incredible, incredible independent came out of the woodwork. But what are the chances of electing an independent? All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. And we can count includes how some of us feel about Social Security and of the future. Stick around. Stretch Run next.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal Silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Super Male Plex and Female Plex, Memory Power, Colon Enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, Colloidal Minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
All right, I can't believe I'm starting off We Can Count with this lame story, but there's a reason that I'm doing that. You know, this cheap-looking actress, Lindsay Lohan, and all the nonsense that accompanies her. I mean, you can't not, if you're a well-read person, you know her name. So don't kid yourself about that, obviously. We get on the soapbox, and it's all about what's going on in D.C. and what we really care about. But if you're paying attention, you know who this girl is, who this young actress is. She's like 24 years old. I'll tell you, rapidly, she is aging. She's like, has that in common with the presidents. Pretty soon, because of everything she's doing with the drugs and everything else and the booze and smoking and who knows what, she can just start living like in dog years. So they're just going to add all those years up. But speaking of years, and this is the reason why I'm bringing her up on We Can Count. So she's going to jail, right? She gets sentenced to 90 days. She surrendered at a Beverly Hills courthouse on Tuesday. She immediately is whisked to an all-women's jail in Lynwood. She's going to serve her time in an isolation unit. That's what Paris Hilton did previously. And it's really 2 weeks. She's going to end up doing 2 measly weeks after she was supposed to do 3 months in jail and another 3 months in rehab for a probation violation. But as is typical, when you're uber famous, the rules are so much different. And she goes to court with her mother and the sister, and they're wiping up the tears. And, you know, she's going to come out to bigger, badder deals. I mean, she might not get the Hollywood scripts that some of the young, cleaner actresses, let's say, are getting. But she's a famous celebrity because she's notorious. It's just so ridiculous. And the thing that's the worst is the fact that she only is going to have to get through those 14 days. Anybody else's son or daughter or themselves, you would do the full boat. You would not get coddled the way she is being coddled. It's ridiculous. And just shows you why the scales on Lady Justice are a little bit skewed. They should tilt those scales, right? How about this one? Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said earlier this week that Russia would earmark $800 million. And what's the $800 million for? To kick off the construction of, yes, a new cosmodrome to ease the dependence on this other Soviet previous launch site that they have. And why? Because Russia really is pushing the space agenda. They actually rent the main spaceport from Kazakhstan, and they want to just build their own. That's what pretty much it's come to, and they're hoping to have it done by 2015. So what's interesting is they're trying to build it badder, bigger, own it, all that sort of stuff, and we're tearing it down. That would be NASA. So all in all, Russia's going to put aside 100 billion rubles, because that's what it's called, for their space industry, including the development of GLONASS. It's the answer, so to speak, to make it simple to understand, to the U.S. global positioning system, the GPS that we all have in our cars that make us drive off bridges and run into rails and all that sort of thing. So here we go. Russia's doing it. They're going to outdo us. I am so sure of it. I am so sure this is going to happen. You think of 1961, they sent the first man into space and launched the first Sputnik satellite 4 years earlier. I mean, they haven't got a long list of accomplishments as far as the Soviet space program is concerned. And in fact, if you talk to any true Russians, it's a source of a swelling national pride. Mm. Our decisions in NASA, I think, are lame lately. All right, 6 in 10 Americans are fearful that they're not going to get a cent from Social Security. You're kidding. Of course we're not going to get a cent. You think I'm going to see anything? You think Matt Johnson, the technical wizard of the show, is going to see anything? And the answer is no. In fact, I could say it's stronger. Hell no, you're not going to see anything. But it's interesting to actually look at a USA Today Gallup poll. And here's how the numbers break down. 6 in 10 of us who haven't retired believe they're not going to receive those benefits, okay? It's the highest number, though, since they started asking that question 2 decades ago. What are reversals since March of 2001, when 52% told Gallup they expected to get benefits? Younger Americans certainly don't think they're going to get it. 3/4 of the people that were polled who were 18 to 34 years old say they don't think they're going to get Social Security. They're not going to get it. 66% of those between 35 and 54 think the same. So it's just a little bit of more of a breakdown on the numbers that I mentioned, but pretty much the perception is forget about it. You're going to have to rely on something else. And the reason makes sense because people have to rely on Social Security as their 401k plans fell apart. They lost so much money. But it does show you something else. The pessimism runs rampant. There is fear and distrust because of the financial collapse, I think, in 2008 and the way it was handled. And the Great Recession has spilled into lame expectations just in general of what you think is going to be there in the end. It's infuriating, though, because in your mind, you think of all the years that you've paid into Social Security. I remember my first job, whatever, I was like 15, 16 years old, and I was teaching tennis for the Cherry Hill Rec Department. So money went in, money went in, money went in, money went in. But, you know, there's little green pieces of paper you get about how much money you're going to get back really pay close attention to that. Someday in the not too distant future, we'll probably all get an envelope in the mail that says, sorry, we spent it all and we cannot help you. We don't have any money left. You can't get blood from a stone. All right, and finally, the Republican National Committee failed to report more than 7 million buckos in debt to the Federal Election Commission. That happened in the last couple of months. It made its bottom line look thicker or healthier, whatever the word is, as we get closer to the midterm elections. And it also raises the prospect, unfortunately, for the RNC of a big-time fine. Here's how it all went down. A memo to the RNC Budget Committee members from the treasurer, Randy Pullen, who wasn't pulling any punches, accused the chairman, Michael Steele, here's his name again, and his chief of staff of trying to conceal the information from him by ordering the people on the staff not to communicate with the treasurer. Pullen told the members that he had discovered $3.3 million in debt from April and $3.8 from May, which he said led him, not through his own fault, just because that was the numbers he had, to file bogus reports with the FEC. So he changed the filings on Tuesday. Now, what do you think you do when you're caught in this quandary? He's squealing, he's worried, but the RNC is saying, look, it's just a simple misreporting of fundraising numbers to the commission. That's what it is. But that doesn't matter. It can lead to millions and millions of dollars in fines. And even if they wanted to go criminally, they could, because if they feel like it's intentional that the money all of a sudden is there and it wasn't, then there's a chance that they would file something criminally, right? And the RNC normally uses its own legal counsel to deal with the FEC, but if they had a serious problem, they would go outside of the circle, and apparently that's exactly what they've done. The guy who is the best of the best when it comes to campaign finance has jumped on the train. So look for more probably on this story, because this just adds to the problems the RNC is having. It goes back to late March when they reimbursed somebody for almost $2,000 in entertainment expenses involving donors at a West Hollywood sex-themed club. All right, once again, you know where you can weigh in here on America Tonight. If you couldn't get through on the phone lines, you can always flip us an email and send the email to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up later in the week, we'll look at some of the things that are shaking in Washington that could affect us and those midterm elections.